Blog Talk Radio.
Who are you?
I am not Christy. Hi.
But
Michael.
You sound tall, dark, and handsome, though.
Oh yeah. Hi.
I don't know about him. He definitely said, Mick, you should handle this call because he's possibly creepier than you, which is really hard to do.
I doubt that's the case.
You know, he's taught me everything I know about being creepy. That's my thank you. Big shout out. You know, I'm really happy about that Oklahoma lady who found the dog, too. I have to say that. You know, I was worried she wouldn't have anything to eat.
No.
There you go.
But,
see, that kind of fits because that's not offensive toward any Oklahoman. Oklahoma? I don't know what they call it. Yeah, just fat old people. Well, you know, that's the way the world is. You know, whatever. She's going to eat that dog. I would.
I think I know who this caller is. I think it's the girl that you were getting into the fight on Facebook with, Mike.
That's right. That's right. I am not the girl. And you know, Mike, Whitney Houston owned her life and you didn't. I don't even know what that meant. I read that and I was like, well, I don't even know what the hell that meant.
Yeah, so the argument, yeah. Well, my whole point was, you know, it's all fine and good to be outraged, but you know, your outrage should kind of be across the board. If it's not, personally, mm-hmm. I think it's a lot less offensive to speak about somebody like Whitney Houston who threw every fault of her own, threw her own life away. That was all on her. She chose to do all those drugs. It's not like somebody held her down and shot her arm up full of heroin or forced her into the alleyway.
And she was black.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. But yeah. So is everybody here?
Right.
Except for you, caller.
Oh. So I may be not crispy, but I'm also not white.
Okay.
Not white.
Yeah, he said he's not white, but that doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean anything.
Oh, yes,
but anyway,
it does.
So the point was is that I do think it's okay to make cracks about Whitney Houston, who essentially killed herself. I mean, she OD'd. She put herself out of the world. But you know, people in Oklahoma didn't exactly, you know, pray to God for a tornado to come and
really
whip their houses down.
I'm sure there's a couple of people in debt.
Although living in Oklahoma, you know, I mean, it's not like they were living in a trailer park in Texas either. You know, they may have had some reasonable expectation of a lack of tornado.
Right.
So the point is that while I do think it's okay to make fun of Whitney Houston and maybe give the Oklahomans a break for at least a couple of days afterwards, if there's going to be outrage about what is or isn't appropriate, that it should be across the board. Either get pissed off and say everybody should give quote unquote tragedies a couple of days or whatever before they start making jokes. Or, you know, think everything is okay. Everything should be able to be made fun of.
Right.
Go ahead, sorry.
Go ahead, caller.
You're one of the hosts. You can absolutely cut the caller off whenever you like. That's part of your job.
I would never do that. The caller's name. No, what you were saying is that, you know, either there's no time limits and, you know, there's no grace period, everything's, you know, full go, or I don't know what you're saying. Like, it should be across the board. Either wait a couple days on everything or don't wait at all on anything.
I think the time thing is wrong. I think it's the exaggeration of the joke is what makes a joke work. If it's tasteless, it's not going to work in any context. Yeah. I mean, Whitney Houston was a bit of a parody of herself by the time she wound down, so that was fair game.
That's
for
absolutely
everyone.
True. Absolutely true.
You know what I mean?
Good point.
That's absolutely
true.
Oh, here's
Christy. Oh, thank goodness.
Hey Christy, somebody took your job over for you.
I know.
Yeah, you're no longer needed.
Don't say that. Christy's over.
Yeah, you're fired. We have some deep voiced mystery caller whose name is not Christy.
I am not
okay.
Christy.
Well, you know what? I'm sorry I'm late, boys. My kids are being assholes.
So you actually, your kid's problems actually inspired me to write something before the show, which I'll get to in a minute. But why don't you tell us exactly what it is that you found under your kid's rug? That's what I'm curious.
Oh my goodness. Not only, it was like board game cards from the game of Sorry, Kinects, Legos, a pair of socks, underwear. They had just kind of shoved it under, you know, thinking they were going to get by. And every time I check their room, I check under the rug. Like, I wasn't going to check this time. So I pull it back, and I'm like, oh, my God. So I went bananas.
Did you go bananas in pajamas or just straight bananas?
Bananas in pajamas, I am sure, are pedophiles. So I didn't do that at all. I think that's like a veiled disguise of dildos. Like, oh, kids, get used to talking dildos.
Well, they should get used to that, though.
No.
I
don't like that show. You have. You sound really adjusted, deep voice, sir.
Thank you, Christy. Thank you.
I know. Well, his voice is so, I don't know how to, like, dial his voice down at all because he's so loud. Like, his voice is so deep and no, it's okay. His voice is so deep and booming. Resonant. Like, I'm not sure Lou... I think Lou has been speaking for the past 10 minutes and we just can't hear him.
No. I came already, so I'm like... Got that afterwards glow.
Oh, so you're just... You're in that afterglow. You're just basking in the post-orgasm.
That was good.
Oh, I like it.
He does. He has a very good radio voice. Caller, you should think about having your own show called Not Christy and Friends.
I'd like that.
And maybe one day you can aspire to have as many listeners as we do.
Right.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, sir, you are our listener tonight. Congratulations.
Oh, it's my honor.
So what about my kids being complete jerks inspired you to write? What is that?
Well, I guess it was something that I said to you. It was because of you that I said something that made me want to write things. It made me think that I should do a segment where where if I ruled the world, I'd have these particular rules in place. And exactly. So,
don't sweep it under the rug.
Well, that's not part of it at all. The name of this place that I would rule, the name of the world, I decided would be called Mike Rules Your Faceland. Is exactly what it would be called.
Mm.
I know it's a little long, but
do you have
a
song?
No, not yet. I haven't gotten that.
You have to have an anthem.
I will have an anthem. I will. And Christy's going to write it because she's black and she knows music. So that's the way it works.
I'd like to
sing it.
Just
because
she's black
and
she knows music?
Beautiful voice.
Absolutely.
She does. Between the two of you, I'm actually popping about a third of a boner right now.
Ooh.
Which is the most that I've had in the last 10 years. Yeah.
I know that to be true. I've stood very next to you, Michael.
Oh,
you stood right next to me. Is this Vincent?
Yes, it is. Hi.
I thought I did recognize your voice. I thought I did.
You did indeed. How are you, Michael?
How are you? This guy is one of my oldest. Christy, you know Vincent, right? Vincent Truman?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah,
hey, Christy.
I know.
Yeah, he's one of my oldest and cleverest MySpace friends. He's a horrible human being.
Yeah.
He's a terrible person, but he's very funny.
That's like really kind of insulting. It's like, yeah, he's one of my smartest friendster friends, you know.
Right.
He's my oldest match.com buddy.
This is true.
Oh, no.
96% match, babe.
Absolutely.
Isn't Martha Stewart on there? She's on Match.com.
Oh, good.
Martha Stewart's on Match.com. What do you have to do to get matched up to Martha Stewart? I want to get matched up to Martha Stewart.
Well, here's the thing. The first day that she signed up, she had to disable her account because she was just, like, inundated with, like, IMs and, you know, things in her inbox. You know. But it's the thing. She's looking for a dude. She's on Match.com.
I didn't realize I had this desire until 2 seconds ago when you mentioned it, but I really want to blow a load on Martha Stewart's face. I've never wanted that before, ever.
That'd be like the saddest masturbatory, you know, like what situation?
I just think maybe that would be something that, you know, when I die, like I could raise my weak old gnarled liver spotted hand up to the sky and say, I came buckets of my essence of man on Martha Stewart's face.
She could probably start a whole series based on that.
No, don't do that.
Martha's Spunk in the Kitchen with Martha.
Oh, no.
And all the things you can do with it.
Today, before I begin, I would like to whip up a batch of scrambled quail eggs, and while you're lotioning your cock with Jergens, try some of my balsamic vinaigrette. It's delicious. And that's a good thing.
That's good.
I feel, you know what? I feel like Bob Ross should have had that same series before he died. The same thing while you're lotioning up your delicate testicles with Jergens. So I'm just going to pop a couple of happy little trees here right on the corner.
And take your brush and beat the devil out of it.
I love euphemisms.
They're fun.
Okay, so here's the real, let me get this over with real quick. Here are the
Michael
rules for Mike
face
Rules are based on it. Yes. No person shall adjust, Christy, you'll see what inspired me to write this in a minute.
Okay.
No person shall adjust their glasses ever. That's not allowed in Mike Rules Your Face Line. No person shall be allowed to fuck another man in the ass without the goddamn common courtesy to give him a reach around. That's imperative. We all know that. Lou, you're very familiar with that.
Common sense.
No person shall possess a rug where if you pull it up, there is a smaller version of that rug beneath it. That's not allowed.
I get it. I get it now.
No person shall make dolphin noises in a way that leads others to believe that there may be some dolphin in their ancestry. That's also not allowed.
That rules me out.
All women must wear a pair of underwear one day during every week that says biscuit on the crotch. This is not arguable. This is the law. All misdemeanors are punishable by having to watch a Sandra Bullock movie. All felonies are punishable by 15 days of nonstop Ashton Kutcher movies, commercials, and That 70s Show with Kelso heavy episodes.
No, I can't live in Mike Rules Your Face Lane.
No, well, nobody said you were going to. Murder is punishable by depending on the rating of your murder. And by that I mean a jury panel decides if the murdered person sucked real bad or not, and they rate you based on how awesome your murder was. So if that person sucked, you're immediately raped by 35 clones of Dick Vitale. If the murder was awesome, you still get raped, but by Carl Winslow on Family Matters, the lovely and talented Reginald Bell Johnson. If the murder was just okay, you get punished. The murder was just okay, you get punished with murder, because there's no mediocrity in Mike Rules Your Face Line. Everyone must masturbate to late 80s and early 90s Jennifer Connelly.
Done.
Okay.
I'm doing that now.
And the
Forget
national
about
bird
the
baby, is
Sarah.
Yeah. The national bird is Yo Mama. That's so far all I got. That's it.
Well, I don't want to. I pull the rug from under the little rug. Yeah, got it. made sense now once you said something. I don't want to go back inside my house. I feel like I'm gonna kill a kid. I'm like pacing.
Well,
back.
How many? You have like 25 of them. Can't you spare like a couple?
Well, sure. I guess I'll kill the Indian kids. Just because they're used to genocide on
the land. Wait, you're gonna kill the Indian kid? Is he on your land?
Yeah, he is.
Well, which kind of Indian is he? Is he like
Asian Indian?
Asian
or
Indian or?
No, I'm talking about actual like dot Indian, like Hindu.
Oh, well, they reincarnate all the time anyway.
Exactly.
So,
that was
yeah,
my.
You can just take them out.
Right. I won't feel bad about it.
Nope.
And he sucks at customer service and technical support. I can't understand a word he's saying. That wasn't racist at all.
No.
All right, I'm gonna preemptively cancel this bit.
We're killing Indians.
Yeah, it's not working. It's not working.
Let me ask you
the
about
callers are the listeners are dropping like flies because of your Indian son. I mean, we can't sustain this bit anymore. It's just it's too much.
Wait, I was muted, but I had a question about your rule.
Okay.
What if you kill Vic Vitale or Reginald Bell Johnson?
Ooh.
Well, the Dick Vitales are clones, so you can kill as many Dick Vitales as you want.
Okay.
Okay.
But believe me, you don't want to kill Reginald Bell Johnson because Urkel will take his place.
Oh, Urkel will hand out the punishment? All right.
What about when he turns into Stefan?
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to leave that one in silence where it belongs, if that's all right.
Okay. Fine. I'm just going to go back to yelling at my kids.
Can you beat them?
But no. Yeah, could you beat them, like, live so we can hear it?
No. I don't spank them, believe it or not. My husband spanks them, but I don't.
Yay.
I'd rather give them corporal, you know, make them do push-ups than jumping jacks.
That's gonna totally blow their minds when they're older and get into relationships with women.
Why is that?
Because they're gonna beat the women and then cry in their laps and beg for their vaginas. I don't know if there's actually a correlation between what's happening. That's just my guess.
Mm-mm. No, I feel like, you know.
But I want to move on to another topic before the show ends. Louis, have you heard anything? Louis, you still there? You alive there?
Yeah,
buddy.
Yeah.
Have you heard that PETA, you know, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, that you see all these crazy ads for and shit? Have you heard that they save only about maybe 6%, that they keep alive only about maybe 40%. And I could be wrong. I don't know the exact numbers, but it's only about 40% of the animals that they save, they actually keep, actually live. They actually have kill shelters. They all
really?
Sorts of shit like that. Yeah.
Really?
Do they snuff the doggies that they save?
Yeah, apparently their success rate is crap, and it's not just because, you know, things don't work out. It's because they actually kill them.
Really?
I'm gonna Google that right now. Hold on.
You're saying it's not that they save 40%. That the 40% of the amount they save actually gets saved.
Right.
Okay.
What is that?
Right.
Okay, here we go. Let me see here. All right, the Virginia Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services requires all animal shelters to report the number of cats and dogs they take in each year. The records indicate how many cats and dogs were reclaimed by their owners, adopted out, transferred to other Virginia releasing agencies, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We added the dogs and cats euthanized and divided by the total number of dogs and cats taken in, blah, 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 blah. Okay, between the years of 2004 and 2010, last year, 2012, PETA received 1,843 cats and dogs. 130 were transferred, 19 were adopted, and 1,647 animals were destroyed.
I'm sorry, I miscalculated.
It's a little under 40%.
There's a disclaimer you forgot to mention.
Right.
What?
This is ridiculous.
Data is from Virginia, and Michael Vick used to live in Virginia.
So you think Michael Vick is in his community service, maybe? Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Well, this is dating back to, like, 1998.
Yeah, see, exactly.
But still, that's ridiculous.
All the, rescued animals.
So between...
In 2009, their kill rate, in 2009, PETA's kill rate in shelters in Virginia was 97.3%.
Oh, really?
Fucking
awesome.
Yeah. We should have put them in Iraq.
That is awful.
That's pretty crazy.
I mean, so they're better off going to a shelter than to go to...
Yeah, like a regular kill shelter, actually. Even a kill shelter has better percentages than that.
Because they're not really in the business of saving lives. They're in the business of making noise.
Right.
Yes, well, I don't know. Personally, I think throwing red paint on somebody's fur coat is kind of a tacky way to make your point. Never really worked for me, and I love animals.
And pie
so
in the face. That's pretty silly, too. The pie in the face and the red paint. And it's like, with numbers like that, how can you support an organization? You know, you're better off adopting the damn pet yourself.
Yeah, seriously.
I don't understand why they're so interested in making such a big spectacle about stuff like that when people like Joe Francis are walking around.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
why don't
people attack him on a daily basis?
I'm saying
they do. They sue
is.
Him. They always try to sue him. Girls Gone Wild owner, Joe Francis.
Well, no, back in like, I don't know, it's back in the early 2000s or late 90s or something. He was, his home was broken into and he was anally assaulted.
I don't understand why that didn't happen to him every day.
Like, why can't we get that going again?
You got to make that one of your laws.
Right. Besides the fact, and Louis and I have talked about this before, and we actually had like about a 2 second flirtation with the whole Girls Gone Wild thing because they're like, holy shit. Like, women showing titties. We must have been, like, I don't know, 19 at the time, 20, something like that, when it was first
birth.
I'm just lamenting the fact that I put it on my credit card, that she kept charging me.
Yeah, that's right. So we decided to order, I think we ordered one Girls Gone Wild video or DVD or whatever, and... It was, in the beginning, was one of those scams where if you order one, they're just going to keep sending them to you and charging your credit card without your consent.
Right.
And
besides the fact that, yeah, go on, Louis.
It was going to your old apartment that Rich stayed with after you moved out, so he was getting free Girls Gone Wild while I was fucking paying for it.
Yeah, I don't think I ever got them, though.
No, because you...
I don't think I ever got them.
You split ways, but it kept going there. So, you got to throw away the movie, and, you know, she was getting my fucking titties. Horrible.
That's terrible.
I was watching statutory rape in progress when I saw that.
Well, yeah, I didn't find any value in it, masturbatory or otherwise. It just wasn't something that That appealed to it was, you know, it's the drunken idiot women being exploited, you know. I mean, if you're going to exploit somebody, at least exploit them when they're sober. You know, I didn't like the whole thing. And then what happened, I didn't like the guy. I didn't like what he was doing. I thought he was a scumbag. I mean, all you have to do is watch one of the videos to see just how much he cajoles women. He cajoles these drunken girls into putting something on film that's going to be there forever. You know, he's just like, oh, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And he's talking to them and talking to them and talking to them. And it's, well, you have to blame the girls, too, for being that fucking dumb. I also don't think that you should give a free pass to somebody who knowingly exploits other people either. I've never thought that was, you know, well, if somebody's going to be dumb enough to do it, why shouldn't somebody take advantage of it? No, because you're a fucking scumbag if you do that. Like, legally, you have the right to do shit like that, but it still makes you a piece of shit.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't think he's. I don't think he did it for the moral high ground. If I can go out on a limb.
Right. I don't think that was the priority.
Look, I'm exemplifying the capitalist society. I don't think that was his goal.
But that is how he tried to justify it when he was called to task for the stupid shit that he was doing. He did try to justify it. That's one of the many ways. But even barring all that, there was an interview, and I can't remember, it was for some magazine, and Kristen actually knew the reporter that this happened to. She interviewed him after he got anally assaulted. And he decided to physically assault this reporter to show her what happened to him. So he overpowered her, spun her around, pushed her up against the car, bent her over, and essentially dry humped her for maybe about 10 to 20 seconds to show her what happened to him.
That's some crew. I want to watch the camera crew.
You're not allowed to do that?
Right.
No, but she wrote about it. No, it wasn't a camera interview. It was a magazine interview.
What?
She just met with him and what?
I call that speed dating. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
That would be nice speed dating.
Did you ever catch the guy to shake his hand? No? The rapist?
Did what?
Did they ever catch the guy, the rapist, to shake his hand? And?
Oh, yeah. No, they caught the guy. He was, No, they caught him, and I think he did a little bit of jail time for that. Then he got busted for running, like, a pill business on the streets not too long after that, so.
What happens out there? Is that all?
I mean, he was probably so depressed from not being congratulated for anally raping Joe Francis that he had to go out and start selling prescription pills. That's my guess.
Do you think he came up with that idea? Like I came up with the assaulting the vendors at World Trade, and like, but his buddy didn't talk him down.
No, he didn't have somebody that actually gave a shit about him to talk him down from that stupid idea. Apparently.
Damn.
Yeah, Lou's idea after 9/11 and after the, you know, all of the scumbag capitalists, I can't even call them capitalists, they're just opportunists. They popped up and around Ground Zero selling, you know, like 9/11 shirts and all this shit within days of the rubble clearing, you know, within days of the of the dust clearing, they were there selling that stuff. And Lou was so infuriated by it that he not only suggested, but he was adamant that he and I should go down to the city and just physically assault these people.
Yeah, like turn over the tables and stuff and get them out of there.
Yeah, turn their tables over, push them on the ground. And I had to talk him out of it because it was an insane idea. Yeah, let's go down to the place where they just bombed and start fucking people up. That's a great idea. It's not like there's any police presence down there or anything.
We would have been infamous for that. We would have been known. We would have been the first viral video.
First off, we would both still be in jail because the moral outrage of the country would have come down on her head. Second off, you're Puerto Rican, so you probably would have gotten the death penalty.
But you guys probably could have kept us out of a couple of wars if you had just made that sacrifice. Hell with Iraq.
Yeah, look
dudes
at that,
are
Lip.
Here. Oh, it's garbage.
Vincent,
right.
where were you 12 years ago when he had this insane idea?
That's
you totally could have been the little devil on his shoulder pushing him forward.
You know, I do have some Jewish blood, so I was too busy operating the media that day. I'm sorry.
I mean, how far would you have gotten, really? I mean, to pull a soccer hooligan, right? How far would you got? You probably would have punched two guys, and you guys would have got your ass kicked. It wouldn't have hit the news at all.
Oh,
no, you know what would have happened?
We were all Korean ladies, so we would have.
He would have punched.
Yeah, we would have. So we would. Well, the thing is, like, most likely we would have wound up accidentally punching an Arab guy, and then we'd have had right-wing nut jobs congratulating us while the quote-unquote liberal media came down on our heads and vilified us. That's what would have probably happened.
You imagine we would have been fucking right-wing poster boys. We would have been adopted by the wrong movement.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, good thing I talked us out of that, Mike. Pretty stupid idea.
Yeah, did I ever have a retarded idea like that you talked me out of?
I'm sure. Come on, there's got to be one or two of it.
Yes,
karma.
Well, you didn't talk about it. Mike owns your face land, so come on. What could
right?
that needed some help.
A terrible idea.
Yeah, nobody talked me out of doing this show. I mean, where were you guys when I came up with that fucking idea?
Exactly.
I was in Japan, or in my tent.
Well, you were.
All the way, being awesome.
This show is only like 3 months old. You were in Japan 3 months ago.
When this show was conceived.
Well, I was
Chrissy, that you beat up a homeless guy like 25 years ago, and you've been milking it ever since.
No, that was actually 2008-ish.
2008?
Yeah. Well, anyways, no, but it does make me feel horrible about it. I really am really messed up.
So wait a second. So do you think the statute of limitations is up for your assault of that homeless guy?
Maybe. No, I don't know how it works in Japan. I don't know what it is. I probably am an enemy of the state. I have no idea. I may not be allowed back in Japan.
Well, that's great, because now we have a Puerto Rican, an enemy of the state, and Mickey the sex offender on the show. So we have a pretty motley crew here.
I would like to think of myself as an agent of chaos.
Agent for
organized
the Mom Association? Is that what you're
doing? No.
No, but yes.
No,
she actually, I shouldn't even call you a fugitive. I should call you, you're technically a street vigilante.
Yes.
You ran around Japan kicking homeless guys in the face, possibly killing them. You don't even know if that guy's alive.
Yeah.
Oh, you forgot about the one homeless guy. Remember the homeless guy at the gas station that, you know, told me that I walked, you know, it looks, I had to be married because I was bow-legged? Apparently,
did you kick him in the
face? No, I threw my soda at him, though, and cussed him out.
Well, I mean, honestly, though, let me ask you a question. Did you just get banged, and was there jizz dripping down your leg?
No, I just had on a short skirt. That's probably the only, like, maybe thing that caught his eye that I can think of. A short skirt
were
from
you,
Florida.
Were you,
a short jean
were
skirt
you scratching your vag?
Not at all.
Was anybody else scratching your vag?
No.
Okay.
I think I would have remembered that.
No lip unturned.
All I was doing was you know, I went in and got paid for my gas and came back out to pump it. And as I was coming back out to pump it, he started to talk some shit. And, you know, I had a soda because I bought a soda and I was drinking it. And he said something very gross. He said that, you know, he basically said because of the way I was walking, I had to be banged on a regular, and he would if he could.
Oh, jeez.
That's horrible.
Yes,
that's
horrible.
Maybe,
that's
horrible.
Was it great
soda? Maybe he just had heat feet. I can't blame the guy because that's a, it's the same. Mickey has the same mentality. He thinks if you go up to a woman and say something really creepy that she's just going to whip out his dick and start gagging on it right there. I mean, that's, yep, you know, and Mickey's my friend, so I kind of have to, take this guy's side in this one. I mean, maybe he just thought, you know, if porn told him the truth that you were just going to turn around and start, you know, gobbling his schlong in public. Because that happens all the time.
Absolutely.
Bang bros.
If he hadn't said anything, I wouldn't have known he was there, to be honest with you. I would have went about my business and pumped gas and got back in my car and rode off, you know. But he had to say something gross, and I don't know. Did I overreact?
So what was the percentage?
What did you do with that? You threw the bottle at him?
I threw it was a Pepsi, you know, like a bottle of Pepsi.
Was it a cup? No, it was a bottle.
That's a waste of $1.25.
Well, I got him.
I rolled
all up in it, so.
I was drinking.
So what was the percentage? What was the chance? What was the chance of you banging this guy?
None. Zero.
So there wasn't even like a 5% chance?
Not even. He'd have to pay me. And he was,
what if he was clean?
Like he was in a business. If he was clean? And he said that, still.
What if he was white? And at least bump him up to like 15?
No. It's just, you don't talk to people that way at all. That's just not how we do things.
Oh, okay. So it was his approach.
Decorum.
If he was a complete rich, white, good-looking gentleman and walked up to you and said, young lady, your gait, I surmise by your gait that you must be regularly pummeled by your husband.
No. If he had a monocle?
So what if Mr. Peanut came up to you and said,
"Ooh,
young lady, it appears by your gait that you've been properly pummeled by your husband regularly. Is this the case? Would you say this is the case, young lady?"
That would be.
Yeah, then I'll think about it. Maybe. I'll think about it.
I mean, you would definitely have reacted differently, at least, right?
Yeah. I would have thought I was being pumped, to be honest.
What if he followed it up by asking you if you had any great poupon?
Then most certainly, yes. No, wait.
And by the way,
the correct scenario should have been, "Hey, girl, hey, I got a dime sack of weed. What are we gonna do about this?" Yeah.
I've been meaning for years to put some great coupon in my car.
What I know, Louie. How many fucking years ago did we say that the best way to get a girl on the spot is with drugs? How many years ago did we say that?
30 years ago when
20?
I was like 6 years old.
20, yeah. when we were 45. 30 years ago when we were 45.
Well, that's how BangBus.com is so successful. How do you think they pick up strange girls off the road? seeing them in the back of the
strange
leg.
Girls, they're fucking hired ahead of time, and they tell them to wait there, and then they pick them up.
And
that's
then they
not
give
true
them
because
drugs.
That's not true.
Yes,
that's not
is.
True because I've seen them hand them stuff and like lottery tickets and stuff. I'm like,
yeah,
let's do it.
That's not coordinated at all.
That doesn't mean